Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Thanks for carving out this time as we come to the end of the week, but really just the beginning of the 10th verse of Genesis chapter 4. Let me read for us Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 for context, and as a friendly reminder of where we are in the Word of God. This is Genesis 4, beginning halfway through verse 8. It came about, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" God said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground." Yesterday we said the following about verse 10. Here, in God's voice, is the transition from mercy to judgment. He starts with the what question, "What have you done?" And then God says that Abel's blood is crying out to him from the ground. This is quite a statement and deserves our attention. Picking up on an insight from Dr. Alders, the Dutch theologian, we should think of God's word this way. God asks, "What have you done?" This is another way of saying, "You know very well what you have done." As a parent, you might have asked this question of your child who has done wrong. You ask, "What have you done?" But what you mean is, "I know that you know exactly what you have done, and I do not want you to lie to me about it." This happens in the process of disciplining our children. Well, God then spells out graphically the heinous nature of Cain's crime, with Abel crying out for judgment to come down from heaven for his murder. There is actually quite a bit to say about this verse, so let's continue now and carry our discourse into the beginning of next week. And the first insight I want to share with you, which is quite obvious if you just read the verse, is that God is very attentive to our sin. Notice, if you please, that the Lord God hears Abel's blood crying out to him. Later we will see exactly what is meant by that in the Hebrew language. But just off the top, we know God hears the sin. God sees the sin. God does not cover his eyes and cover his ears as we scurry about in our sinfulness. I have three other Old Testament texts in mind to enhance my insight. The first two are found right in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapters 18 and 19, God hears the sin in Sodom and Gomorrah. For example, in Genesis 18, verses 20 and 21, the text says, "And the Lord said, 'The outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me, and if not, I will know.'" That's God in Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. Highlight that word outcry. Twice God uses the word, "the outcry which has come to me." Friends, God is attentive to our sin. He hears us sinning. This word outcry is used again in chapter 19 as the angels try to rescue Lot and his family from the devastating judgment of God coming on Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19, verse 13 says, "For we are about to destroy this place because of their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it." And then you may well remember what God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7. This was just after the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in the blazing fire from the midst of a bush. This is Exodus 3:7. "The Lord said, 'I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters. for I am aware of their sufferings. There in Exodus 3, the sin is the sin of the Egyptians who were taskmasters to the Israelites, treating God's people as slaves. And listen carefully to what the Lord says. I have surely seen their affliction. God sees the sin, and he has given heed to their cry. God hears the sin. God adds, I am aware of their sufferings. So God is well aware of the iniquity of the Egyptians against the Israelites, just as God is fully aware when we sin against one another today. And then over in the Bible's New Testament, I find two texts inform our study in Genesis 4. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus is telling the parable of the persistent woman before the judge. I'll read the first 8 verses. Hear now the Lord's word in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Now Jesus was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me legal protection from my opponent. For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now, will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night? And will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. I hope you caught verses 7 and 8 in particular. The message of Jesus is that God will bring about justice for his elect, that is, for Christians who cry out to him day and night. There is the crying again from the people of God, and there is our faithful God who hears us. God will not delay long. Christ encourages us. I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. Do you have someone who is sinning against you in your life? Do you have an opponent? Maybe you have more than one opponent. What can you do about this? The parable makes the answer to that clear. Cry out to God. And yes, for many of us, there are literal tears. Have you just kind of laid yourself out before the Lord, the righteous judge, and told him about all your trouble? I want to encourage you at this hour. God hears your prayers. He knows full well how you have been sinned against, and he will bring about justice for you in his time and in his way. And when he does it, it will feel as if justice has come quickly. Even dead and buried, Abel's blood cried out to God's ears from the ground, and God in heaven heard it. And one last scripture to share with you this week, the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 6. The context is this. During the time of the great tribulation, Jesus, the Lamb, will open a fifth seal. For now, do not worry about the seals. We do not have time to go in depth here. Just listen for what the Apostle John sees during this portion of his vision as reported by him for us in Revelation 6, verses 9 through 13. I am in the final book of the Bible, the Revelation, in order to comment on the first book of the Bible, Genesis. And this is what God's word says. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. Revelation 6, verses 9 through 13. Wow! The souls of those who had been slain are martyrs. These are Christian men and women who have died for their faith in Jesus. They were true to the word of God and maintained their testimony. And notice that they cry out within heaven and ask the Lord how long before he avenges their deaths. There is the crying again, and God hears them and responds. He gives them white robes and tells them to rest a little while longer. There will be more martyrs, and then God will judge all of the sin done against them. The Lord will avenge their deaths. Oh, yes, he will. And you will remember that Abel was the first martyr, killed for his faith by Cain. I hope all of this is clear to you. We have had a good Bible study today. Genesis 4, verse 10 is filled with insights, and the first one is that God is very attentive to our sin. Whenever we talk about sin, there is always the sin in us, the ways in which we offend God and others. But there is also the sin done against us. Cain had violated Abel, murdering him. Cain sinned against his brother in a deeply personal crime. God offered Cain grace. Cain rejected God. And so now in verse 10, the Lord comes in judgment. God says, "The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground." Well, hold this verse in your mind over the weekend. When we come back to it on Monday, Lord willing, there will be a few other insights. I do hope you will be back at the beginning of next week. And hey, why not invite someone else to join you as together we continue to discover who God is? Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.